You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced by David Clark. This episode is entitled On Spec.
Okay, so we're going to start.
Should I go first?
Why are you asking me?
Isn't that the nature of the thing?
How many questions will you ask before we begin?
Are you happy?
What does happiness have to do with it?
You don't know, do you?
Do you want to hear a secret?
Will it make me cry?
Do you cry often?
Did you not hear me last night crying in my room?
What did it sound like?
What does a grown man crying sound like?
Huh. What were you thinking about?
Why are all my dreams people trying to kill me?
Did crying make you feel better?
Does crying make one happy?
Is your heart racing?
Does the earth spin slower when I'm alone?
Have you tried the Pomodoro technique?
Will the Pomodoro technique make my heart beat slower?
Do you own a metronome?
Is that a type of bus?
How do you keep time when practicing scales on the accordion?
Doesn't everyone just use their heartbeat?
What if their bones are too thick to hear the heart?
Isn't there plastic surgery for that?
What part of surgery is plastic?
Where are we going with this?
Are you having fun?
Is a lack of loneliness fun?
Yes, sir. Folks, there's a little novelty tune caught our ear the other day, and right about now we want to pass it along to all the ears that are tuned in the direction of those radio sets out there. And here it is.
How good it is to see you again. It's a long time since I have been honored by a visit.
Señores, I have much news.
Madre de Dios, who can that be?
Open the door, Jose. Open the door. You here?
How convenient, senor.
Let me in. I am wounded. Badly wounded.
Give me that glass of vino. Here.
I bring you news. Important news.
Do not speak. Drink. Here.
I heard more.
Tell us.
That something was greatly wrong. And so I sneaked to the window. And I overheard...
Rest first, and then talk.
No, I am all right.
This'll shut you up. Oh, yeah.
The next shot will do more than frighten. What are you going to do? Now turn your face back to the wall. The sight of it sickens.
Do you forgive me?
Of course I forgive you.
Gracias, Señor. You are so good. Always so good.
I am here to tell you a story about my friend, Jane Doe. She was on her way to her friend's house after she had completed her midterms. She was on the bus.
Bus stopped at the red light.
And Jane looked towards her right and saw the block of 6-foot iron fence off the Holy Cross Cemetery on South Park Street. She was sober, so she shook her head. but the bus started to move. At some point in the future, James Doe experienced a similar phenomenon. One very sober morning, she opened her eyes and looked at her right, where the wall against her bed is. All of a sudden, the wall started going backwards in Z space. Jane Doe ends up calling her friend.
Jane Doe ends up calling her friend,
who is a neurologist, and they go for dinner to discuss. And her doctor friend all of a sudden says, Jane, you're an alien, that's why you're experiencing such a thing. And Jane Doe goes like, yo, what the... And her doctor explains the situation briefly, that she experiences these LSD flashbacks,
even though Jane Doe never did LSD.
She's experiencing such a hallucinations because she's not from this dimension. She's just tripping out because she's not meant to be here. After the dinner, Jane Doe walks back to her house. And on the way home, late at night, she looks up in the sky and saw this glowing giant disc. And she just like pulls her phone from her purse and tries to record it. But the spacecraft is so far away that her camera doesn't really pick.
So she, during the Jane night, Doe ends up,
and Jane Doe decides to enjoy the moment instead of filming. And she just watches this spacecraft rising up in the sky disappear. The end.
Do you know what an NFT is? Have you heard of it? Have you heard of cryptocurrency? Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tezos, the blockchain? Well, if you haven't heard of those, I'd suggest you to go research them. But what NFT is, what NFT stands for, is a non-fungible token. And what non-fungible means is that you can't go to a store and buy a burger with it, or you can't go to a store and buy anything with it, because fungible means it's like money ready to be spent. But when it's non-fungible, think of it like investments, like stocks. You have to change it into money to be able to spend it. And what an NFT is it's an artwork. It doesn't have to be an artwork, actually. It could be any type of image, but most of them are artworks that are minted or posted on the blockchain, and they're given value. You can give value to them. And people can go ahead and buy them from you or from other people. So you can basically put your art on there and sell it. And there are some, like, it could be any type of art. It could be 2D art, 3D art. It could be like a wearable item, like a digital avatar can wear, like socks, Lush socks, or like a hat, or, you know, clothing in which someone or something could recognize you in a virtual world. There are also crypto art galleries right now. Like there are crypto worlds, kind of called crypto voxels or Decentraland, where you can go on your browser and start exploring these worlds. Or you could basically put a VR headset and start exploring. Have you heard of Beeple? Mike Winkleman. He's one of the three most one of the top three most earning artists alive right now, because he sold a bunch of his Everyday's collection for $69 million at a Christie's auction. It's weird because now we see real art galleries like Christie's or Sotheby's in the UK. Like people who sell like Picassos and Mondrians and stuff actually getting into selling or auctioning off NFTs. Which means that traditional art collectors are also finding value in digital artwork.
No contact.
No contact, eh?
Then why not call for help?
What now?
I would advise you to sit very quietly and do nothing.
Gollum, watch out for space blues.
Oh, Smitty, I see.
From the far horizons of the unknown come tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company presents...
I bent over and picked up the plastic bucket. I noticed how everyone around me started acting differently. They stared at me with nervous faces. Kind of just how I liked it. Or pretended to, at least. I heard someone yell, "Don't do it!" from somewhere behind me. But I tried to ignore it. The bucket now seemed much heavier than I had imagined. My shoulders starting to feel heavy. I just pretended like nothing and that I didn't even notice that people were getting tense in their eyes. I looked down into the plastic bucket, slowly lifted it over my head. I swear I heard someone gasp or make one of those noises of shock. It all felt rather dramatic. Perhaps maybe too dramatic. I don't know. Then I poured it all over my head.
Should I go first?
Why are you asking me?
Isn't that the nature of the thing?
How many questions will you ask before you begin?
Are you happy?
What does happiness have to do with it?
You don't know, do you?
Do you want to hear a secret?
Will it make me cry?
Do you cry often?
Did you not hear me last night crying in my room?
What did it sound like?
What does a grown man crying sound like?
Huh. What were you thinking about?
Why are all my dreams people trying to kill me?
Did crying make you feel better?
Does crying make one happy?
Is your heart rate missing?
Does the earth spin slower when I'm alone?
Have you tried the Pomodoro technique?
Will the Pomodoro technique make my heart beat slower?
Do you own a metronome?
Is that a type of bus?
How do you keep time when practicing scales on the accordion?
Doesn't everyone just use their heartbeat?
What if their bones are too thick to hear the heart?
Isn't there plastic surgery for that?
What part of surgery is plastic?
Where are we going with this?
Are you having fun?
Is a lack of loneliness fun?
Interior backstage, night. Female presenter in formal clothing and cotton gloves. Arranging displays of metalloid objects on a serving tray. Interior stage, night. Auctioneer adjusting lapel microphone.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Insert bar increasing and decreasing on audio monitor. Interior back to stage. Woman carries tray with object and walks on stage.
And next on the program, we have a substance that may be revolutionary. It is a metalloid composite material weighing in at 3.63 grams. It was located in section G71 on within the Omaha Incident Occurrence Map.
Fade to interior stage seating night. A Chinese businessman talks to his translator next to him while shielding his face with the program. Interior stage night. The stage is illuminated with a projection of figures in a list. The numbers are stacking vertically with a strike through on all of them except for the top, which reads 4 million USD. The headline of the item 382A, the auctioneer is barking out auction jargon and gesticulating grandly. Interior stage seating night. Large Scandinavian man raises paddle while pointing at the stage. Interior stage night. Auctioneer.
And now we have a special treat for you all. Lee, ahead of all nations and present human knowledge, we have what I am being told is organic matter. Yes, we are going to present to you tonight a live stream. Yes, live. We are hosting a live streaming broadcast of the very first initial dissection of a truly novel organism, being unlike any before.
Blue screen plays. On the screen overlapping the auctioneer's body and face, tone is heard.
we're having...
Screen comes online, overlay close-up of a surgeon's bedecked face. Interior crate, day. It was a very tight and enclosed space inside a cargo crate. The walls are coated in plastic sheets. Work, lights hang from wires on the ceiling. There's also tin foil behind the plastic sheets. The tiny space is dominated by a small table. There's a large crowd of medical personnel moving around with agitation. An audio recorder hangs from above. Head surgeon pulls down on from where it hangs.
Date, October 13th, 2020. Location, undisclosed. We begin by cutting a large butterfly incision to what appears to be the frontal torso. Upon arrival, the organism appears to have suffered severe trauma.
Scalpel hovers on Sharpie line drawn on gooseflesh skin. Head surgeon's eyes and nostrils breathing, seen through full face plastic mask. Pan of partially destroyed being's body. It resembles a typical gray alien except that it is torn apart and some limbs are copied strangely on top of each other. Scalpel entering skin. Pale liquid emerges in glob following the blade. Image becomes doubled. A sharp inhale of air is heard. Attended to, vomits without changing position or gaze. Whirring of bone saw is heard. One of the hanging construction site work lights glow and intensifies. Head surgeon's pupil dilate to a large size. The room is markedly warmer and highly saturated. Soft focus, medical team working in perfect unison, crowded around the tiny corpse. Intestines are pulled out of the attendant number one and placed in a stainless steel liver-shaped bowl. Attendant two applies a suction hose to the stomach cavity.
It's better.
Ribs being cracked open is heard. There is an uproar in the audience. Scandinavian man is screaming into his cell phone. The Chinese businessman commonly motions for his translator to lean forward and then commonly speaks beyond his program. Interior stage night. The image projected of the creature on the alien is different. It looks at least three times larger and is black with a shiny carapace and long, stiff hairs emerging from its shell. It resembles a squid, cockroach, tarantula. The medical staff in the crate are slicing into the closest person next to them or slamming oxygen cylinders to the crushed remains of their colleagues. There is a vague, determined look on each of their faces. The dying wear a blank, calm look. The whirring of the bone saw can be heard and a splatter of blood coats the work lights, creating a red light environment inside the crate. Interior crate day. Oversaturated colors dominate an idyllic seeming operation. One of the attendants delicately places a tray onto the table and then lies down unnoticed by the rest. The rest are bagging, tagging, and prodding the Q-tips, the remains of the gray on the table. Head surgeon is using a bone saw on what appears to be the creature's spread ribcage. Interior stage night. There's a sheen of sweat on the auctioneer's brow. A fixed grin grows on the auctioneer's face, followed by a 100-watt Tom Cruise smile. Eyes uncertain. Auctioneer.
In light of recent events, we will be restarting the bidding at...
Fading bone saw, saw whirring is heard. Fade out.
Should I go first?
Why are you asking me?
Isn't that the nature of the thing?
How many questions will you ask before we begin?
Are you happy?
What does happiness have to do with it?
You don't know, do you?
Do you want to hear a secret?
Will it make me cry?
Do you cry often?
Did you not hear me last night crying in my room?
What did it sound like?
What does a grown man crying sound like?
What were you thinking about?
Why are all my dreams people trying to kill me?
Did crying make you feel better?
Does crying make one happy? Does the earth spin slower when I'm alone?
Doing the Pomodoro technique? Make my heart
will the Pomodoro slower. Technique make my heart beat slower? Is that a type of bus?
How do you keep time when practicing scales on the accordion?
Doesn't everyone just use their heartbeat?
What if their bones are too thick to hear the heart?
Isn't there plastic surgery for that?
What part of surgery is plastic?
Where are we going with this?
Fun.
Where are we going? Is a lack of loneliness fun?
Is a lack of loneliness fun?
Oh, Allison, how I wish you were with me. All I have with me is this ocean air.
In my dreams.
Better not fall down. You're not gonna have any
Why could you do this to me?
Audience for your clowning activities.
I loved you.
ocean air. Little,
you broke my
just
heart.
Just me and you time. Okay. So if you look at chapter 62,
all I wanted you to do
text
was clean up. I said I gave you a Game Boy.
It
I let
says
you stay in my
that,
house. But you always
Ronald
break
Reagan
things.
Was the first president of the United States. I don't know if that's true. It's debatable. It,
yeah,
probably most people would
fixed
say that that's
it's
wrong.
It's me. Hi, Lily.
You fixed the face.
I'm a teacher here.
The Bible. You unburned the Bible.
So Ronald Reagan. Anyway, and he was followed by Bill Reagan, who was the creator of Reagan. The second president of the United States.
Okay. I wish I didn't have to go on.
That's not what
the new Bible.
Why are you on
that
your phone,
too?
Billy? Please put that away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You unkilled the cat.
Can you stop pretending like you're teaching and just like?
Oh, Tommy, that's wonderful.
Listen, Billy, look, you gotta get, to college, okay?
Yeah,
you have six more years until you go away to university, and
that's
I gotta
great.
Not disappoint your parents, or they're gonna
man,
fuck
this is
beat
the best.
Shit out of me, okay?
Yeah,
real life.
You're just a substitute teacher, like
ever.
You can't really replace Daddy. He's my best teacher ever. He taught me everything I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Billy. I don't know your dad that well.
Yeah.
Listen.
I wish you didn't have to go back to work like you did. I wish you could keep teaching me everything he knows.
Lucille,
he's the smartest man I've ever met.
No, please.
Your
no
father
I've
was.
I've had crackers at sea so many days.
Yeah.
How
you
I've
know
been
what?
Dreaming of your
you read his textbook.
Meals.
I read his text. I read his textbook. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I mean it. I guess it's not. It doesn't. It looks like Wikipedia disagrees with the textbook,
okay,
but I guess my dad must be right. He knows so
racing
much.
To meet their professional goals.
Dad was a good teacher.
I'm Tag
yeah.
One professional.
Yeah,
my name is Prof. Professional.
Well, they
call it. I'm very professional at what I do, and I can't wait to prove to you, audience, that I'm the most professional at my profession. I just really hope that you vote for me. Okay, that's professional.
So we're gonna need you to do some things for us.
Okay.
So
this is for the Pope.
I'm
yes,
professional and pretty good at cutting wood.
Don't
and
tell
I'm going to show you
that's
how good
we
I am cutting wood.
That's
right.
How we get our support. That's how we get to get the laws get passed.
Well,
so
you know, it requires some technical skills that only the
safety
needs to know. And it requires, you know, deliberate results.
I don't make
it.
I just listen when they come to
you.
And
it's very consistent.
Cheese factory. Yeah, this is what cheese factory is. It's vanilla.
It's really,
it's really
yeah, it was really, really good.
It was
at the last party.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay, that's it. I got that in.
Great history course.
It actually
completes
all the courses in
the we need to raise
the
truth to get
yeah,
more.
I used to do all
the they said that there's a 19 ocean as treasure. I expect that.
Does
anyone
say that? We're in professional guilds.
Well,
you
know,
we're competing, but we don't
right.
We decided that we're going to relegate the raising of the
cost.
Yeah,
thank you, sir. That's such an honor. I won't let you down.
Look, I think I've heard enough.
Yeah, I paid a lot of money for my tuition, and I get to wear a suit all day. I'm totally professional. And plus, his name doesn't even have a professional in it. He's just Andy. What do you think about that, sir? I've never been disrespected so much in my life. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. I hope that you, audience, can see that I'm as professional as it comes, and I hope that my work will speak for itself.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced by David Clark. This episode was entitled On Spec. It featured the voices of Devin Chambers, Ross Unger, Lucian Easton, Sue Eplitti, Bartu Kukkner, Jason Everett, and David Clark. The sound design was by David Clark and Lucian Easton. The sound mixing was by David Clark, and it was written by Devin Chambers, Sue Eplitti, Bartu Kukkner, Mark Hines, and Ross Unger. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.